Ashley Sienna.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. How are you?
I'm doing amazing.
Yeah,
excited.
Yeah, things are really blowing up.
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. I've been manifesting for this for a long time.
Well, let's talk about manifesting. Let's start with that because you have a manifestation anthem.
Yes.
That's been doing the rounds on TikTok.
Yeah.
Let me hear about it. So tell me how it all started.
So actually my dad, when I was young, like my family would do so many road trips and my dad would play CDs on manifesting to me all the time in the car. And that's where it kind of started, the whole, like, I started getting like obsessed with this concept because it's so interesting. It's like real life magic. So then I've always wanted to like combine my passion for manifesting with music, and that's what I did with What You Need. I wanted to create something that when people listen to it, they manifest at the same time.
And they have. Like, you've got, they like have actual results and screenshots that people send you.
It's insane. Like, I love scrolling through my DMs and just seeing people say, like, oh, I manifested, like, my crush to, like, ask me out or, like, get an ex back, and it's just, like, that makes me so happy.
It's like a secret weapon.
Yeah,
you got to be careful, like, who you play.
Got to be careful. People are saying they've manifested like random people.
Yeah, you're like Cupid. I love it.
Yes.
I love the song as well. And
thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is there James Bond tones in there?
Totally.
I'm definitely hearing that. As soon as I heard it, I was like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Yeah, definitely James Bond. Like, as soon as I reached out to the producer, I was like, yeah, I want to go for that James Bond feel because I love that like dark, mysterious kind of feel to it.
Yeah,
so.
And the strings sounds great.
Yeah, the strings. They're real strings. Aaron Paris, amazing.
Are you a bigger fan of the sped up version or the slowed down reverb version?
Ooh. Honestly, I love slowed reverb stuff. Like, I listen to so many versions of songs slowed reverb because I feel like they hit so hard. So I think I prefer the slowed and reverbed.
Yeah, and did you drop those versions just because, like, fans were asking for them or just because you like them as well?
Fans were asking for them, but I was still, regardless, going to release them because I love them.
Yeah, it's kind of like the norm now, isn't it? I don't know who, like, first started doing it. I guess it's just because of TikTok. People were doing it themselves.
I guess so. I know there was, like, a Nightcore thing and people would listen to Nightcore versions, but then they started calling it sped up.
Well, the music video for What You Need came out at the end of last year.
Yes.
And let's fast forward to 2023.
Yes.
What have we got in store?
So I've got Damn Those Eyes, which just came out.
Yep.
I mean, I'm super excited. Like, I mean, it's like another song where I try to make people feel powerful when they listen to it. So even if the lyrics aren't necessarily manifesting, the production is something that, like, when you listen to it, you feel so badass. Like, that's the goal.
Yeah.
So, so that, and we've got the lyric video, which actually my brother shot, like, the clips for the lyric video. He's super talented. So
I saw that. He does photography as well, right?
Yeah, he does. He does photography.
Can we give him a quick shout out? What's his handle?
So
people can go, because I've seen this. It's like some epic shots.
Yeah, at Doble Visuals is his Instagram.
There you go. It's
amazing.
All about the sibling promotion.
I love it. Yeah.
Sure. Talented family then.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's all about the eyes then. Is that like one of your favorite feature in someone?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the eyes because they're, I feel like it's so powerful, like eye contact, and you can easily fall for someone just by looking at them. So it's about that whole concept.
I feel like there's specific ways to look at someone when you're trying to, like, you know,
for sure.
You know, when you give them the look.
For sure.
But there's a very fine line between looking really creepy and, like,
exactly
low-key serial killer vibes.
You gotta be careful.
So should we do some looks to the camera right now and see, like,
what's
your go-to? If you're trying to get someone's attention, you're trying to, like, really, you know, like,
I'm gonna probably look like a serial killer now that I'm overthinking it. It's like,
oh,
okay, no, we can't do that.
Damn, that was pretty good. Okay, I'll give you mine.
Okay. Ooh, I love that.
It's all about the spies. Just a bit of
We should think of Damn Those Eyes in your head while you, like, do the look. And
it's not too late to get me in the music video. Just
right?
I'm available, but
love
I'm not
it.
Cheap. Let's talk about Life is Beautiful in Vegas.
Okay.
That was a festival that you performed at, right?
Yes, it was crazy. It was one of my first, like, biggest performances. And I feel like I definitely manifested that too, because I actually was, like, before I even got asked to perform there, I've wanted to play there. And I was, like, preparing for the show as if I was going to perform there. You know, with manifesting, you got to be a little delusional and, like, prepare ahead of time.
Aim high.
And then I got the message saying I was invited, and it was crazy. My whole family, we flew to Vegas, and it was so much fun.
Had you ever been before to Vegas?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah. It was my second time there, but it was just so much fun. And I love traveling, especially when it's for my music. Like, I'm going to perform there, or it was really fun.
Where's somewhere you haven't been to that you're dying to go?
I want to go to Paris. Yeah, it's really nice. My family, we love to travel, so we've been to the go-to places that I really wanted to already visit, like LA and New York. So my next bucket list is Paris, I think.
To perform or just to visit?
Both. Yeah, why not? Yeah, nice. Manifesting for it.
Yeah, you got it. Who else was on the lineup at that festival? Do you remember?
Well, I know, so I was part of the Rising Artists section, but I know Billie Eilish was performing I Love Is Beautiful that same year.
I mean, don't bury the lead. You've performed in the same festival as Billie Eilish.
It was insane, and she's like my favorite. She's my idol, she's my inspiration. So it was just insane being able to play like same year as her. Crazy.
Well, that would be in the Instagram bio straight away.
Yeah, totally.
Who else is like a big inspiration for you?
I love like Madison Beer, Nessa Barrett, Dove Cameron, all those like dark pop. I love their style and their musical like style as well, and just in general, big inspirations for sure.
Yeah.
But growing up, like my first ever CD was like Taylor Swift, and she inspired me to do music.
Yeah.
So
between Taylor Swift and your dad's manifestation CDs.
It's the combination, right?
Yeah, that's epic. Do you like it when people kind of say that your genre is moody?
I mean, I don't mind it. I think it's
moody pop.
Like my goal is to make people feel the emotions as powerfully as possible, because manifesting is all about the emotions. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do is make people feel certain emotions in my songs that can help them manifest based on what they listen to.
Are you a moody person though?
I guess it depends. It depends on my day.
Are you gonna look at your friends and ask them? Just nod.
I try to stay.
She's good.
I try to stay pretty positive.
I can be quite moody. Depends. Yeah. It depends on the day.
It
right?
depends. Like if it's cloudy and like, you know, not nice, then it's like.
Yeah. I mean, you grew up in Toronto, so that's like 60% of the time. Okay. Well, Ashley Sieta, thank you so much for stopping by iHeartRadio Canada. Wishing you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
The brand new song, Damn Those Eyes. Let's do it one more time for the camera. Go stream it now.
Go stream. Thank you.